Friday morning. And if you're just joining us and just tuning in, welcome to your Friday. Welcome to the show. You're with Mike in the Morning. And still in the month of April, which, if you follow these things, you might know, is World Autism Awareness Month. And the stats at the moment on the prevalence of autism in South Africa, across the world, and in our community are quite staggering. I think everyone knows someone, whether it's in their direct family or the community, or the church or the school, who's been affected by an autism diagnosis in one way or another. And often it's a kind of a thing that gets handed down by a medical person, and you're told this is what it is, and you've just got to kind of manage it and get on with life. But I hear tell that there are approaches, there are outcomes-based approaches that can make an incredible difference to the life of a child with autism and a family dealing with autism. And for over 20 years, an organization called the Star Academy has provided expert individualized education programs to children and families across the world, and seeing firsthand what's possible when children are given the right support early, intensively, and consistently. And so today, while we're still in World Autism Awareness Month, I've got a very special interview lined up for you. And as a representative of Star Academy, in the studio with me, I've got Nicole Gokul, an autism practitioner and behavior analyst based at the Star Academy Mount Edgecombe branch. And Nicole, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Welcome to the voice of Belita. Great to have you in the house. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. I am really well.
I'm excited to dive into this chat and to find out more about the work that Star Academy does. But first, just to set the scene, how would you define what is autism actually?
So autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that causes deficits in social interaction, language, and can cause a wide variety of repetitive and restricted behaviors.
So that's the sort of broad, Wikipedia explanation for you there. But if you're looking at the current numbers and the stats, I mean, what do they look like on autism at the moment?
So according to the World Health Organization, 1 in 36 kids are currently diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
Oh, 1 in 36.
Yep. It's staggering. I know. But this is not, just generally attributed to the fact that autism is increasing, but more so because more people are aware of autism, and thus diagnoses are more explicit and occurring at higher rates.
Okay, so I mean, the stats might have been similar a decade or two ago, but the awareness just wasn't where it is now.
Exactly.
So here we are, creating more awareness. It is Autism Awareness Month, and talking about the stats is one thing, but looking at treatment options and management of an autism diagnosis, are there treatments for autism?
Yes, absolutely. At the Star Academy, we provide ABA treatment to autism, which is applied behavior analysis.
ABA.
Yes. This is the gold standard of treatment when it comes to treating autism, because it focuses on identifying the child's deficits and building on those deficits with significant skills. So we look at areas like academic skills, language skills, social skills, executive functioning, cognition. You name it, ABA can teach it.
Wow. So this is, as you say, a gold standard. Evidence-based, and there's been a lot of work and study done on its efficacy. Tell us more about the red flags to autism in a young developing child. For a parent who might have a concern, what are you looking out for?
So autism can present with a wide variety of symptoms and red flags. Some include but are not limited to not responding to your name, difficulty with joint attention, difficulty with communication, a lack of social skills and building interpersonal relationships, difficulty with sharing your emotions or identifying your emotions, and limited or poor eye contact.
And I know that sometimes there is also a component that might mean a child is nonverbal. In that instance, what can be done to help support a nonverbal child?
Okay, so many people confuse a child, you know, with being nonverbal with only just not being able to expressively communicate. Mm. However, verbal language actually consists of using gestures to communicate as well, mm. or leading a parent's hand to an item that a child requires, or using augmentative and alternative communication such as touch, chat. On the other hand, being non-vocal is the inability to express yourself using spoken words. At the SAR Academy, we use a technique called oral motor manipulation, which includes maneuvering the oral cavity of a child's mouth to produce sound. But this is not as invasive as it sounds. Mm. It's essentially cueing in the muscles of a child's mouth to produce sound. And this is extremely effective in attaining language development.
Amazing. So these things all start to give one hope. You know that there are effective treatments that can really make an impactful difference. I suppose you deal with a lot of myths on a regular basis. What are the myths surrounding autism?
There are many myths surrounding autism. Sometimes vaccines may cause autism, which is simply not the case. Another myth is that children with autism are extremely gifted and are savants. And another big myth is that ABA is a form of punishment, which is highly incorrect, because ABA is beautiful and ABA is extremely life-changing. ABA is not punishment at all. It is extremely reinforcing, and children enjoy learning through ABA.
And this is obviously the field that you work in, and you're experiencing it on an everyday basis. So I would take your word. Another thing that sometimes comes up in conversation regarding autism is this idea of a gut-brain connection. Is there a connection?
Yes, there is a connection between the gut and the brain. So this is twofold. So on one hand, you may have a child that is allergic to gluten and dairy. And because they have this gluten and dairy intolerance, they may present with self-injurious behavior or aggression. But then simply eliminating dairy and gluten, this can extinguish aggression and self-injurious behavior, or alternatively decrease instances of it. On the other hand, a child that has or consumes too much carbs or too much sugar may present with a yeast infection. And the symptoms of a yeast infection can include uncontrollable giggling, self-injurious behavior, aggression, and stereotypical behavior such as hand flapping, stimming, walking on your tippy toes, and could overall cause regression.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, with regards to this, treatment can include going onto an antifungal, but this must be done with a practitioner to best assist you along the way.
Okay. And if you're just catching the middle of the interview right now, in conversation with Nicole Gokul, autism practitioner and behavior analyst working at the SAR Academy, the Mount Edgecombe branch. There are branches far and wide. I mean, you're nationwide. In fact, you're international. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We have branches in Johannesburg, in Pretoria. We work throughout South Africa as well as internationally.
And is there a specific age when it's too late to start treatment or intervention regarding autism?
No, it is never too late to start treatment. However, the earlier the better, because kids at a younger age tend to learn faster. When kids do come to us at a later age, yes, they do learn, but the progress is slow. So it is better to begin intervention at an earlier age.
And what advice do you have for parents trying to navigate the journey of autism?
My advice is that parents should ensure that their children are reaching their milestones along the way. And if they do not reach those milestones, to seek immediate intervention, because far too often doctors label those kids as just taking, you know, like delayed or taking a longer period of time to develop those skills. But that is simply not the case. And sometimes they also recommend that children should undergo OT or speech therapy. But this is not enough to treat autism. You need a holistic approach to treating autism, which is also a combination of speech therapy, occupational therapy, and ABA. So immediate intervention is essential.
You're getting the picture here. And what considerations are important for parents to keep in mind when choosing or trying to choose an appropriate school placement for a child? And how is the SAR Academy different to just another school placement?
Far too often, children of different levels of autism are put into the same classroom. And that usually means that they all are exposed to the same curriculum. And therefore, if you have a child that is on level one autism who has subsequently a larger, has more skills than a child on level two and level three, they tend to not learn any new skills because remember that curriculum is catering for all levels of autism. Whereas a child on level two and level three may not learn anything from that curriculum because they don't have the prerequisite skills to initially understand that curriculum. At the Star Academy, we provide individualized programs for each child because remember, kids with autism all don't present with the same symptoms and therefore they need an individualized approach to learning. And we tailor our programs to fit the child and not the other way around.
Yeah, well, this is just really, for me, being exposed to this info on a Friday morning, I'm taking notes here. It's making sense. And like I said at the beginning of the interview, you know, we're in World Autism Awareness Month, and we're trying to create more awareness around an issue that affects so many families. What is your final message, Nicole?
You know, I recently wrote a letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa, and I had this letter created and delivered to the Union Buildings.
Really?
And it was given, yeah, and it was given to the Director General of South Africa. She emailed me to confirm receipt of receiving my letter, and she said that she hand-delivered my letter personally to our president. In my letter, I had asked our president to subsidize the treatment for autism spectrum disorder because families are in dire straits of receiving funding for autism intervention. I had also asked for autism to be covered under the prescribed minimum benefit on medical aid policies as well, because we need all the help that we can get. This is an urgent call to action, and parents need all the help that they can receive. I mean, after all, today's children are tomorrow's leaders, and autism needs to be recognized as the disability that it is.
Strong words, and words that are needed. And if you want to follow and find out more regarding autism in South Africa, Nicole Gokul, my special guest on Radio Life and Style this morning, autism practitioner and behavior analyst based at Star Academy in Mount Edgecombe. Nicole, I believe you're quite popular on TikTok as well. Where can we find and follow you?
So you can follow my page at The Behavior Analyst SA on TikTok, and you can visit our website on www.thestaracademy.co.za.
thestaracademy.co.za. You're hearing the story this morning. For over 20 years, the Star Academy has provided expert individualized education programs to children and families across the world. And this World Autism Month, we're spreading the message. And the message is that there is hope and there is help available. And Nicole, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for writing that letter on behalf of South African families. And looking forward to having more conversations with you and the Star Academy in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you so much for having me.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Back to the music.